And my next guest is longtime Star Valley coach in multiple sports. That's Coach Ballard Johnson joining me today. Coach, good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good, Duke. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing fantastic. Really appreciate your time, Coach Johnson. And I guess first right out of the gate, congratulations on yet some more recognition for you as a coach at the Shrine Bowl. You were part of that coaching staff with McKay Young. Kind of full circle for you, having been a player in the first Wyoming Shrine Bowl and then on the staff and being recognized for the 50th anniversary. What was that moment like for you, Coach, to kind of come full circle like that?
Well, First of all, it just made me realize how quickly 50 years can go by, that's for sure. But it was a really neat moment. You know, back in the first Shrine Bowl back in 74, I'm not sure we really had an idea of the longevity or the possibility of what the Shrine Bowl was about. And it felt a little different back then than what I experienced a week or so ago. But it's certainly a cool thing to be able to be involved in that first one and then again here at the 50th anniversary of the Shrine Bowl.
And you mentioned the Shrine Bowl has grown and really done a great job, of course, raising money for Shriners Hospital. Right now, as it's set up now, Coach, of course, they do that whole week-long Shriners Week where they, of course, practice and prepare for the game, but they go visit the hospital and they do a lot of other outside events outside of football. Was that part of your experience as a player as well, or had that not quite developed yet?
Not quite developed yet. You know, we actually spent a week and a half in Laramie back then. It was not in Casper, and it did not include the trip to the Shriner Hospital in Salt Lake City. And as I've been involved with the Shrine Bowl game since then, that visit is definitely the highlight of the week. So I missed out on that in our very first go round. But again, we were just kind of getting foundation set, I believe, back in those days, thanks to some good foresighted coaches that wanted to develop an all-star game and have those proceeds benefit those that are in tough ways, tough situations, and less fortunate. And through the years, it's been able to garner a lot of money. I think it's nearing $1 million now that the Shrine Bowl has been able to generate for those kids in Salt Lake that are helped and treated. And, you know, regardless of their family's ability to pay, they've been able to receive the treatment they have. And for the football players that get to go there and visit, it really puts a new spin on what that week's about. And just more than football, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the players in recent years that have been part of the Shrine Bowl, they talk about that experience they had at the hospital. They also talk about the friendships they made with some of the players on their team and even the opposing team that they've just competed against their whole life, and now all of a sudden they're teammates. And what was that experience for you when you think about 50 years ago? Did you have a similar experience where, man, you're trying to beat these guys every week and now all of a sudden they're friends with you?
Oh, yeah. That's been something that's been a great spinoff through the years, as I still have acquaintances that I still visit with those guys of those weeks or those days that we spent there in Laramie preparing for our Shrine Bowl, and still have those connections. And I saw that again just this last little bit, you know, those opponents that were on the gridiron for years and years against each other become teammates and develop a brotherhood. And, of course, we know that Coach Young is just a masterful coach in doing that, to develop those cultures and climates where relationships can develop and friendships develop. And that really added into the opportunity for us to win this last Shrine Bowl game, for sure.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, this isn't your first time, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but this isn't your first time coaching in the Shrine Bowl. You did that when you were a head coach as well, right?
Yes, yeah. Yep. Back when I was head coach and had a couple of opportunities there. So just love the cause, you know, and any time that I'm able to be involved with that, I've just taken that opportunity, because like I say, I think the whole cause for generating money for the hospital and having some fun doing it through our football situation has just been a really a neat thing for sure.
Coach, one more question on the Shrine Bowl, and that's the moment when they recognize some of the alumni of the Shrine Bowl. 50-year anniversary, they have yourself and some other players that have been part of the Shrine Bowl over the years. You're there with family, you're there with your some friends on the and whatnot and acquaintances. What was that moment just like in that moment of time when they make that recognition?
Yeah, like I say, I just had a hard time realizing that that much time had gone by, because there were moments in that first Shrine Bowl that you can recall the sounds and the smells and the cheering, you know, the everything that you experienced back in the day. And now it's come full circle to where you're at a different Shrine Bowl 50 years later. And, you know, it was a little surreal to make that full circle, but certainly appreciated. You know, I feel blessed for being in that coaching opportunity to hopefully influence young people's lives. And, you know, especially in this cause, like I say, to look outside themselves and realize that there are people out there that could use a hand and a little bit of help along the way. And I think if we capture that moment, you know, it was an opportunity for me many years ago, and to help these young people in this new time develop that same frame of mind, I think it was so worthwhile. So it's been an awesome experience, Duke.
Well said. That's Coach Ballard Johnson from Star Valley High School joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, a couple questions not necessarily related to the Shrine Bowl specifically, but just to your coaching career. Earlier on the show, I had Coach Marty Linford, who, of course, is a longtime coach from Cokeville High School, and talked about his longevity as a coach and some things that he's done for the Panthers. You know, and I was talking with now your son-in-law, Mitch Schwab, a few days ago, and we were just talking about how no one comes through Star Valley High School without a Coach Johnson story. Everybody has a Coach Johnson story, and we were kind of sharing some of our Coach Ballard stories and some things. When you look back at your time as a coach of football, basketball, and track, at all kinds of different levels with kids, what sticks out to you, and what keeps you going?
Well, I think there's first off, and not even a close second anywhere, is just the relationships that you're able to develop with young people, and again, hopefully have a good influence in their life. I can even remember toting a Duke dance to a medical center in Lander, Wyoming, to help get stitched up back in the day. And, you know, just those little things that come along with each of the acquaintance that you make with these young people, whether it's in track, football, basketball, or wherever, you know, that we all look back in our own lives and see those people who were influential in our own lives, and a lot of those people that we looked up to. And, you know, you just hope that you're in a position that you can somehow affect a person for good and help them along their path. And, you know, that's been my fortunate opportunity to do that through coaching and teaching, and definitely been blessed in that area, Duke.
Well, Coach Johnson, we appreciate all that you've done, and look forward to continuing to work with you in the future. And thanks for your time this morning.